It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Wednesday. Border Crossings on the air for the hour. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That is our studio phone number. We're here for the rest of the hour to take your request and dedication. 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Go to twitter.com, send a tweet to BCVOA, or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We're going to start us off this hour with a request from Menon in Ghana. This is Al Jarreau and In This Love Together on Border Crossings.
It's like a diamond ring, it's a precious thing. And we never want to lose. Like a favorite song that we love to sing. Every time we hear the music, and we're in this love together, we got the kind that lasts forever. We're in this love together, and like on the vine, it gets sweeter all the time. It's like a rainy night and candlelight, and ooh, it's so romantic. We got the whole thing working out so right. And it's just the way we planned it. Dig it. We're in this love together. We got the kind that lasts forever. Don't you know that we're in this love together? And like berries on the vine, gets sweeter all the
Crossings, and we're in this love together. That is a Al Jarreau classic here on Border Crossings, a request from Memon in Ghana, who's listening to the show. Al Jarreau is the only artist in history to win a Grammy in three different categories. He's won one in jazz, one in pop, and one in R&B. So congratulations to Al, who's a very smart cat. He's got a master's degree in psychology. My name is Larry London, here to keep you company for the hour. This is Border Crossings, and we gather right here on the radio each and every day at 1500 Universal. We also are on facebook.com/VOA Larry London, along with Andre Yannick, Teclia Babera, Chevy Balavine, Zayas Emperor, Brian Cabasso, Harris Iqbal Ferozzi, and Tufex Kamara, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Ghana Adamu, and Joseph in Nigeria. So thank you, everybody, for checking in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And we've also got a request coming up now from Mandela, who goes by Man Down on Facebook, which is an interesting thing. I mean, you know, that's a military expression. When a soldier has been injured, they say man down. But Mandela wants to use that name. He listens to Shegar FM, so I'll assume he's in Ethiopia. And he's requested a song by Ellie Goulding. So Ellie Goulding was talking to Australia's Perth Now, and she revealed that she has a heart thing. That's her word. She called it a heart thing. And she didn't go into detail about what the nature of the condition is, how severe it is, but certainly it's not going to deter her from her 2016 tour. She's going out on the road next year to promote her new album, Delirium, which is her third album. She's also in Glamour magazine now, and she talks about the fact that growing up, she was a chocolate addict. She said that when I was a teenager in school, sometimes I could eat 3 chocolate bars, and that's all I would eat in a day. That's it. But she's gotten over that stage of life. Not me. I'm still a chocolate addict. Here's Ellie Goulding with On My Mind here on Border Cross.
Hey, this your boy Chris Brandon. Right now, y'all checking out Border Crossings. got that smile that only heaven can make. I pray to God every day that you keep that smile. Yeah. You are my dream. There's not a thing I won't do. I'll give my life up for you, 'cause you are my.
Crossings, San. Hello, Ethiopia. That is your request. Gezicho the weekend. That's Chris Brown, Justin Bieber next to you on Border Crossings. I've got some news, Chris Brown news. Chris Brown's working on his Royalty album, which will be his next album. He says it will include songs from Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, and a number of other folks. And Rihanna recently spoke with Vanity Fair magazine. And she said that the reason she took Chris Brown back after the assault in 2009 was that she thought she could change him. That's why. But she said, as it turns out, she couldn't, so they're no longer together. Chris Brown has a brand new song, which is leaking out these days. The new track is called Sorry. And some folks are guessing, and the song is produced by Rick Ross. Some people are guessing the song was written for Rihanna, kind of to say sorry for what he did to her. So there's your Chris Brown news. Justin Bieber, meanwhile, has been traveling around to promote his brand new upcoming album, which comes out November 13th. There are those that believe the album is going to be called Purpose, because he sent out a tweet a couple of days ago, which was Purpose. And then he said, captioned, 6 weeks to go. So who knows? I mean, you know, he's sending out little hints. But Justin is visiting radio stations and TV stations around the world right now to promote the new song, What Do You Mean?, and his new upcoming album. He was in Bora Bora over the weekend. He was in New Zealand. He stopped by a radio station. And the radio DJ in New Zealand asked him, why put out an album November 13th, the same day as One Direction? He said, actually, he announced the release date of his new album first, and they chose the same date so people would start to talk about it. He said, it's good, a friendly competition. So there you go. Both albums out the same day. He said, it's going to be fun, and I'm excited to see what happens. Doesn't bother him, though, he says. It was just some way to get people to talk about it, and they are. All right, coming up next on Border Crossings, we have one of my favorite songs, a song that's been recorded over and over and over over the years. Love all the versions that I hear of this particular song. This is one of my absolute favorites. Whenever I hear it, I got to sing along. It's a great sing-along song. It's a request from Ian, who's in the UK. Here's Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon on Border Crossings.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
Crossings with Larry London.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right about now.
If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come on, show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Skiddly down, 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 down. Girl, I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Girl, me need fi know. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me? Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me? Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Tell me, would you want me? Tell me, would you call me? If you knew I wasn't ballin',
'cause I need a girl who's always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me? Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me?
'Cause I need a girl to hold me down for life. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I got locked away,
Crossings, and that song is called Locked Away. It is the brothers Theron and Timothy Thomas from the U.S. Virgin Islands singing along with Adam Levine. The song was number one this past week on the pop chart, and that's Locked Away, a request from Christopher Ramadani, who's listening to Border Crossings. And if you're an Adam Levine fan, check out my Facebook page. There's a little four-year-old girl whose dad tells her, Adam Levine is married. Now, she's only four. And watch your reaction. A lot of girls react like this when they hear that folks like Justin Bieber or Harry Styles has a girlfriend. Watch this reaction when this little girl finds out that Adam Levine is already married. Now, Adam has his own production company called 222 Productions. He's been producing videos and TV shows and things like that. Wants to get into the movie business. He's pitched a brand new miniseries, which he calls the 1970s. And it's going to be based on the 1970s music and things like that. But NBC was interested for a while, but they have pulled out. They say that it's too expensive to produce this show. So Adam said, well, we'll continue shopping it around. Maybe somebody will like the idea. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Taylor Swift. Have you heard of the Taylor Swift curse? There is a such thing now. Major League Baseball in the U.S. have coined this term, the Taylor Swift curse. The reason is that her 1989 tour, which is performing in a lot of stadiums and arenas around the country, stopping in a lot of baseball stadiums because of the capacity in a baseball stadium, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 seats, and that's what it takes to keep Taylor Swift fans happy these days. So she goes to these cities and performs, and then apparently the baseball team that plays in that stadium, no matter how good they were doing before the concert, fall right down the ladder after the concerts are over. Washington, D.C., the team just lost, I don't know, 6-7 games straight after she played here at the Nats Park. And Houston, San Diego, Toronto, Canada, all of these places, baseball teams have gone. So they call it the Taylor Swift curse. Here's Taylor Swift on Border Cross. I'd like to be cursed like her, to have five big mega hits off one album and riding the wave of an $80 million paycheck for this past year. Here's a request from Solomon Agustrusha Bugri for Taylor Swift on Border Crossings for Solomon's brother, and this is called Lucky One.
Hi, I'm Taylor Swift, and you're on Border Crossings.
New to town with a made-up name in the Angel City, chasing fortune and fame, and the camera flashes, make it look. Figured out since you were in school, everybody loves pretty, everybody loves cool. So overnight, you look like a 60s queen. Another name goes up in lights, like diamonds in the sky. And they'll tell you now you're the lucky one. Yeah, they'll tell you now you're the lucky one.
Hey, this is Rob Thomas, and you're listening to Border Crossings.
Too tired to make it. need my breath so I can walk. And if I need some other love, then you give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me and then, or just hold me again. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we will end. With you and me, bent. If I couldn't sleep, could you see? Could you paint me better off? Could you sympathize with my needs? I know you think I need a lot. I started out clean, but I'm jaded. Just falling in, or just breaking my skin. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in. This is how we will lay out with you and me.
Crossings and a request from Maverick Blackbeard for Matchbox 20. That one came in on Twitter. We don't get a lot of requests on Twitter, but we try to please everybody. So if you listen and you do have a Twitter account, you can check in with us at BCVOA. Thank you, Maverick Blackbeard, for that Twitter request for Rob Thomas with Matchbox 20, one of the big hits called Bent on Border Crossings. Rob Thomas on Border Crossings a number of years ago. He's been on The Voice of America a couple times, and our thoughts and prayers are out to Rob and his wife Marisol. The two of them wed back in 1999, and just a week ago, Marisol, who's only 39, had brain surgery. And so Rob is there asking for support from his fans for his wife. He loves her dearly. The two of them have been in love for many, many years. They don't have any kids. Got a couple of dogs, but no kids. You know, they're going through a tough time right now. So we wish Marisol nothing but the best. And our thoughts and prayers, as I say, go to Rob and his wife. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Mary Essien, Etienne, Gabego, Adelaide, Abir, Ketist, Desiree, Amali, Baruch, and Cedric, who've all checked in on our Facebook page. I put up a brand new photo on Facebook yesterday. Got tired of looking at me and Jessie J. She's beautiful to look at, but I just thought I'd put a different photo up. Instead of one beautiful girl, I put one up with five beautiful girls. Fifth Harmony. So I replaced that photo with a photo I took when I had Fifth Harmony on Border Crossings. And, of course, all the guys are chiming in and writing comments underneath the photo.
But I don't think that any of the girls are available right now. I think, unfortunately, they're all either spoken for or they're, you know, and I did ask them off air about boyfriends, and they said just too busy. This kind of business doesn't lend itself to really maintaining a relationship because you're on the road, you're traveling around the world. If you're okay with not seeing your significant other for a long period of time, months and months, then I guess it's okay. But otherwise, most young people just don't have the patience for that. All right, we've got another request from a Bruno Mars fan named Ebenezer Getachew, who's listening to the show and said, like your show, Larry, just like eating cherry pie. okay, well, thank you, Ebenezer. Bruno Mars is going to be performing New Year's Eve in Las Vegas. There's still a rumor. The NFL's trying to get him to perform the Super Bowl halftime show, but that's a rumor. What is confirmed, he'll be at a casino in Las Vegas, Nevada for New Year's Eve. Here is Bruno Mars by request on Border Crossings, The Way You Are.
Say the words, but boy, don't feel right. With do you expect me to say?
You know it's just a little too late.
You take my hand and you say you've changed. But boy, you know you're begging, don't fool me. Because to you, it's just a game.
You know it's just a little too late.
So let me on down. This time has made me strong. I'm starting to move on. I'm gonna say this now. Gave you everything, but it wasn't enough. And now you wanna communicate.
You know it's just a little
bit. Go find someone else. And letting you go, I'm loving myself. You got a problem, but don't come asking me for help.
Crossings, Joanna Levesque, and that is a request just a little too late. Beautiful song, beautiful girl, and that's a request from Ermi, who's tuned into Border Crossings. JoJo is back, boys and girls. She's back. That was the last song that she put out before she had a problem with a record company, and things have been on hold for her career ever since. About 2004. Was the last time she actually had music out on the chart, the song we just heard. Before that song, she had a big hit called Leave in 2003 that earned her an MTV Award nomination for Best New Artist. And also at 13, she was the youngest ever to get that nomination, still is to this day, the youngest to ever be nominated for that. Now, she's back with a new album for 2016. She hasn't released the new album name yet. But she has announced that she's going on tour. It's called the I Am JoJo Tour. It begins November 2nd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It'll go on through the middle of December, and I'm sure they'll add more dates. And she's also releasing three songs. The record label, her new record company, is called Atlantic Records, and they're calling something a tringle, which is three songs are coming out at the same time from the new album. And this will be her third solo album. And as I say, it comes out in 2016. So if you're a JoJo fan, the wait is almost over. I want to say hello to Minhaj, also T-Pain Kawa, Michael Yadego, and Shimron, who checked in on Facebook, along with some other folks like Etienne Habu Mugisha. Haven't heard from Etienne in a while since we went off in Kigali, Rwanda. We actually didn't go off. We moved to midnight. But somehow, I don't understand what he's saying. He said, I used to listen to you on the internet. Now the internet stream is gone, and my Toyota is not connected to the internet, and I don't have shortwave, so it's been 5 months of interruption, but I am tuned in now. So I don't know how he's listening. Maybe we're back on in Rwanda. I'm not sure. I don't know how he's hearing us, but I don't know. Let me know, Etienne, how it is. You're telling me how you're not hearing us, so tell me how you are hearing us. I would love to know about it. Gabego Raspy Prosper said, I'm checking in from Darfur. Steven Samsonic Samson's with us. Brian Cabasso in Zambia. Heard from Abraham Derese, who says, I enjoyed the show. Maximed Musi in Somaliland's listening. Fel Bell also with us. Bidela Yadua Su listens in Ethiopia. And Christopher. So thank you, everybody, for being with us here on Border Crossings for requests and dedications. All right, you would think Usher learned the first time around. He married his stylist, Tamika Foster. They have a couple of kids together. They got divorced, separated in 2009, and it took about 3 years to finish the divorce. And then one of their children almost drowned, so he took her back to court for custody, and it was a big old ugly mess. Finally, he was free, and now he just got married again. And he married, again, his stylist. His stylist the first time, his stylist the second time. Remind me never to apply for a job as Usher's stylist. But her name is Grace Miguel, and they were recently on honeymoon in Havana, Cuba. We've got a Usher request now for Monica in Kuwait. This one's called Yeah. Here's Usher on Border Crossings.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay. Usher. Let's go. Get a little VI, keep it down on the low key. You should know how it feels. I saw the shorty, she was checking up for me. From the game, she was spitting in my ear. You would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat. Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to blow.
Next thing I knew, she was all up on me. Usher got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Larry London on VOA 1.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Yesterday, Beatles, right here on Border Crossings, a request from Annabelle Moreno, who always listens to the show. And we always appreciate you, Annabelle, so thank you very much. Beatles, their very first contract with Brian Epstein was just auctioned off at a big Beatles memorabilia auction. The first contract they signed, way back in October 1962. And it sold for several hundred thousand dollars. A lot of money. 365,000 pounds for the document between Brian Epstein and the Beatles at Sotheby's auction. That's a lot of money right there. This is Border Crossings. Thank you very much for tuning into the show. Glad to have you with us. We'll be back tomorrow, 1500 Universal. I'll be off on a Friday show, and we'll be running an interview with Fantine that we recorded and playing a few more requests on Friday's program, but I won't be in studio. I'll be in New Jersey with my daughter playing softball. I want to thank our engineer today, Cornelius Tenner, behind the controls, a military vet who has served not once but twice. So thank you very much, Cornelius. We salute you. And thank you to Vince, who is our producer-director, and he serves you each and every day. And I'll have a hamburger. Make mine to go. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Facebook.com/VOA